Welcome back to The Healing Room. This is going to be another podcast on fear because it's all over Facebook. It's all over the news. Most of the people we pass are having a lot of fear by what's going on in the government, by the instability, by the changes. So take a deep breath, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what's happening in your country. I know that a lot of you are reacting to what's happening here in the U.S., so take a deep breath again, if you can. We call in our angels and we call in our guides. Because we have no tolerance for fear in our own bodies, in our own systems, in our own energy fields. Because fear is like a magnet for more darkness. Fear is what makes our energy field small. And to me, the goal of this lifetime is to have a huge, ginormous, bright sphere around us. To me, the goal of this lifetime is to become empowered. And empowerment to me means light. Bright, bright light, angelic light in your system, in your human form. So in the name of God, in the name of the light, we command that all darkness be moved back from us. All threats be moved back from us. All fear be drained from us now. We ask the angels and the archangels to move in around us. We ask them to pull from us any patterns of fear in the energy field. So sometimes what fear will look like in our bubble, in our energy bubble of light, is these black patterns like spider web. Like, you know how a spider web can be so beautiful and nice and neat and white lines of light? That's what our energy field is supposed to have around us and through us. It's supposed to have these nets of white lines that protect us, make us feel safe, make everything feel organized and nice and neat in our lives, help us to feel centered. But when it turns into fear, it looks like a spider web gone bad. Like a fly got caught in the web and the whole thing got destroyed and the web is just kind of dangling and some of the threads are just smashed together and dust and soot and dirt have gotten stuck in the web now and it's turning gray. So we ask the angels and the spirit guides to pull out these patterns of fear that look like that from our bodies and from our energy fields now. We ask to be centered. We ask to feel tall. We ask that light is pouring straight through us, connecting us up above to source and down to the ground. We ask that we feel like spirit guides walking on earth. We ask that we are unafraid. We also ask that the face of the bully is removed from our consciousness so that as we fall asleep at night, we're not seeing his face. Or as we wake up in the morning, we're not seeing his face. Or as you're taking a walk in nature, you're not seeing his face in your mind. We ask that instead, we're actually seeing the moment that we're in, that he does not have that much power over us, that he penetrates our very thoughts every single day. And by this, I don't mean turn off the news and hide and not watch anything and not see anything or not fight or not sign petitions. I absolutely mean to stay involved. However, we ask that we're able to drop it and let it go and move back into ourselves and back into the light again. We ask that we're able to turn it on, turn it off. Let me give you an example of this as an energy healer. So I can go into a session and for 1 hour, I can be hearing the most traumatic story of someone's death you ever heard. And then I can be working on that spirit on the other side for the living people to answer their prayers for the person who died a tragic death. And I can be helping heal them on the other side or helping them across. And then stand up, leave the healing room, go for a walk, forget all about it, and spend the entire walk with a friend talking and laughing and enjoying ourselves without even remembering what I just did. That's how you turn it on, off. I remember one time a woman showed up for a healing who had just been assaulted. And she had been raped before in her life, so this assault was a big deal. She had to fight off the person, and she fought, and she was not raped this time. The way I was able to leave that healing and feel like joy and dancing around and cleaning my kitchen and singing is because my job was not to take it on. My job was not to feel the burden, carry the burden. My job was to be powerful. In every single moment of my life, I feel like my job is to be powerful. Powerful to me, again, means light flowing through my body from above, through me, connecting to the earth below me, circulating this light through me, giving this light out through the chakras or the vortexes to people, through my hands, through my eyes. Sometimes power may look like softness. Like sometimes the light is soft, like this beautiful iridescent pastel energy coming out from us. That too is power. Power doesn't always mean like you're going to bully your way through or barge your way through everything. Power means you're able to contain a ton of light in your body and in your energy field. You're able to be that light. You're able to be a big presence. Sometimes that presence is like peace, like God. It can feel like outer space moving in, like this subtle, huge, expansive, deep energy. Sometimes power is like bright light, like the sun, like joy or laughter, like a bubbling brook, like fluidity and spontaneity. Sometimes power is like love, like embracing and holding. Sometimes power is like crying and raging and releasing. But power to me as an energy healer means energy is moving through you in some way. You're not getting stuck in fear. You're not getting trapped in anger. You're not becoming pent up and tight and small. You're not becoming bitter or angry, but you're releasing. You're expanding constantly. You may have moments of outbursts like anger, but as long as you keep it moving and you don't let it stick in you and burden you and make you just repeat the same damn things out of your mouth all day long, all the time, then you're good. You're in your power. You're allowing the energy to flow through you. You're then allowing God's presence to move through you. You're then allowing angels to work with you. Sometimes in the energy healing room, I can't even get the angels and guides to work on someone until I first clear them of all their pent-up anger or rage or hurt. Once I get that out of the way, then we become this open vessel. When we're an open vessel, then I can start pouring God's light in and filling that vessel. And then when that light starts pouring in, it starts circulating and flowing. And then voila, here come the angels and the guides. They come flowing in on that energy. And that's where the magic comes in to our lives. All kinds of crazy, amazing things happen when you're in that flow. There can be danger on every side, wolves in the dark forest on every side of you. But if you're keeping that connection through your crown chakra, through your shoulders, up above you, to the heavens, and you're downloading that light through you, and you're walking barefoot, and you're connecting to the land, then you have a flow of energy moving through you, and all kinds of amazing things can happen because you are embodying God's light. You're embodying the vast energy of peace, like the ocean of light. You're bringing it in onto the earth. It's going to affect all the people around you. So take another deep breath. We pull this in now. We pull in this kind of power now. We create this now. We become this right now. We banish all fear from our energy field. We refuse to stay in the small, low vibration of fear. We call on the angels and the archangels to stand with us, to support us. In the name of God, in the name of the light. And so it is. Love.